Pharrell has taken over. Let's go. It's Pharrell.
Coast to coast.
Steaks, chicks, stacks. You and I are going to make a lot of money. It's Pharrell, coast to coast. I like a little of that thick music right there. I like a little riff, a little jam. The bad seed, a broken head, a bad apple with a bad attitude. Hanging around a bunch of bad editor, bad taste, bad lot, bad dude, bad bread, bad attention, bad vibe. Oh, you gotta love it. We're at the FanDuel Sportsbook in the Meadowlands, baby. Right across the street where the G-Men and the Gangrene play Pain Day football games. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion, shake it up, should do it. All my friends that come around, flats of party up, rats on the west side, bedbugs uptown. What a mess, this town's in tatter. My brains are splattered all over Manhattan, should do be shaking. Ooh, it's so good to be rocking with you. I've been stoked and waiting for this day for like 9 months. I'm losing weight. I'm dyspeptic. I'm distraught. I can't wait to be able to talk liberally about sports betting without having lawyers in my tush, if you know what I'm saying. I always had to deal with these lawyers. They treated me like I was some kind of a heathen, a drug dealer, like I was some kind of bad influence, like a felonious, you know, always causing trouble and getting into the middle of it because I was talking about action. I was talking about, you know, Pain Day. I was talking about NBA. I was talking about NHL. I was talking about college rack. Baseball, it didn't matter because I had money lines, point spreads, teasers, reverses, parlays, making fat stacks. That's what I'm about. Now I'm on Sports Grid Network. You got to be kidding me. And we could talk all day and no one can stop us. And we're going to be going crazy at the window. We're going to be running to the window. We're going to be leaving here with bags. I'm going to have a police escort when I leave this building at night, hauling it out to my ride home into the whip. You got to love it. We're going to have a great show today. We got it all for you, including Super Bowl winning coach Brian Billick joins us. Remember Super Bowl 35? I went to the game with my dad in Tampa. I was lit. Too bad the game was terrible. 34-7. Trent Dilfer, are you kidding me? He got it done. Billick will be on with us. We're going to talk to Ariel Epstein. She's styling. You see her on the morning after with my boy Gabe Morenci every day. I got an idea, though. Carver High is with me, chilling the most, and he's got a nice little update for you.
Thank you, Scotty. It's good to be here.
News update.
All right, Scotty, good to be with you. Of course, Roger Goodell's annual Super Bowl press conference this morning in Miami. You always love when he talks. Among the topics included a 17-game schedule, possibly in the future, more Mexico City games, the league wanting to help Antonio Brown get back on track, and investigating the Patriot videotaping incident in Cincinnati back in December. It is an ongoing and extremely thorough investigation that the league is currently doing. There's also Myles Garrett talk. They're going to meet with him to possible reinstatement. And Roger Goodell is not thinking about retiring anytime soon, Scotty. Tonight's NBA schedule, the Bulls are at the Pacers. The Pacers -9.5 right now. The total at 213.5. The Pistons are in Brooklyn to take on the Nets. The Nets right now, -6.5, total 227. The Grizzlies come to the Garden. Ja Morant will take on the Knicks. Early action, they are -3, road favorite here, and the total at 222. Big game late, the Rockets into Portland to take on the Trailblazers. Rockets -2.5, 238.5, the total right now. NCAA big night, number one Baylor going to Iowa State in the Big 12. They are -4, total 137. Number seven Dayton is an 8-point road favorite at Duquesne. Undefeated, number four San Diego State, an 11-point favorite at New Mexico. And on the ice, Alex Ovechkin, Scotty, is back from a one-game suspension for missing the All-Star game. The Caps are -160 at home. 6.5 is the total as the Nashville Predators come to town. Sports Grid update, I'm Mike Carver. Get on the grid. Back to you, Scotty.
Yeah, I like Carver High way better than Mike Carver. I mean, let's get that early and often established here. I've never called you Mike since I've known you. I mean, literally. And let me say another thing. Why would Roger Goodell ever leave? What's he rolling, 40 mil deep a year for his wife? I mean, who walks away from that kind of cheddar? That's what they gave me to come to Sports Grid, a big old fat bank account. Why do you think I did it? So that I could walk away from $40 million? Who leaves a job ever? The only people that leave jobs with bad paychecks are politicians, right? Doesn't like the local mayor like make a buck 10 or something? You gotta have, if you're making 40 million, you gotta have a lover too. You know what I mean? You got that much money, you gotta have friends in high places and a lover. Carver, let me ask you another question. Seriously, do any of the great players in the NHL go to the All-Star game, or do they all come up with phantom injuries before, you know, the game? Because Ovechkin, they suspended him because he didn't go to the game. Does he ever go to the game?
Well, that's the rule now, Scotty. Is, though, if you don't want to play in the game and you get voted into it, you have to either sit the first game back or the last game before the break. So Ovechkin decided to sit that first game on Monday night. He comes back tonight. The Predators are in town. It seems like when you've been to the game 10 or 15 times like him, you don't mind sitting it out. But the newer guys, they like still going to it, you know?
I got to tell you, yeah, that game is an atrocity. It is so boring. Honestly, I didn't watch 1 second of it. I have more fun picking my nose than watching the NHL All-Star game or that stupid skills competition or the chick game or any of it. I mean it. I want to watch even regular season games, obviously Stanley Cup games. The season starts for me after January 1st, the push toward the playoffs, and then they start playing for the Cup in April, mid-April through, you know, around June 15, they hoist. But you can have those All-Star games in hockey, that ridiculous Pro Bowl. What a waste of time that is. That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. The baseball, that is the worst week on earth. That when there's no sports and there's no action, you can't bet on anything, and you got to watch that home run contest, I want to kill myself. And then the NBA, what's the final score? What's the total, like 700 now in the NBA All-Star game? I can't watch any of that stuff. I'd rather watch Man City and Man U play for that, like, energy drink cup they're playing for today, Carver High.
Yes, they are playing for that today.
And Liverpool, what are they? They're both one zip in about the 58th minute. I got action on both those games.
You're getting right into the soccer, huh?
You didn't want to talk about soccer. Meanwhile, you're a Huddersfield fan in the Champions League, and then you go south on me when I start talking about the Caribou Cup.
Yeah, big win over Hull City yesterday for town.
I had seven espressos before I did this show today. There's my Caribou Cup for you. Hey, did you like my seat that makes the passing gas sounds here on the set? It's fantastic. I got to try that later. Should I try now? Does it work? It doesn't work now when I need it. Wait, there it is. Wait. Isn't that great? It's just fantastic. Everyone's looking at me like there's something going wrong in the building now. It's fantastic. I mean, it really is. It's awesome. I'm going to have fun with that chair for years to go. All right, what are we doing here? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to come back. I'm going to tell you about how I ended up here. And then I'm going to talk about my boy Kobe. And just so we're all clear here about Kobe, how much I love Kobe, I'm rocking my Kobes. You like those right there? I got the Kobe's on, and it's a rare day that you're going to see me in pants ever. My boys in security out at the front door, they know Pharrell doesn't wear pants. I wear basketball shorts every day of my life. Somehow they got me to wear jeans today because I had to put on this sport coat and this fresh Miami Vice cut my wife set me up with. I mean, I look fantastic, right? You'd sleep with me. I mean, look at me. I mean, chicks take me, look at me. If I didn't have these glasses on right now, because I can't see a thing, I want you to know I'm completely blind. I'm Helen Keller over here. I'm rocking. I can't read a thing without them. I can't drive without them. But I am rocking the Kobe's. I played in these things. These are my favorite ones. Are those fantastic or what, with the purple and the orange? I mean, they're just badass. I played in these things 5 million times. I just want you to know, I have like 500 pairs of basketball shoes. I've seen the shoe cam on Sports Grid before on Gabe. I got Gabe so schooled with basketball shoes, it's not even funny. I got so many pairs of shoes, Carver High, I give them away at the gym. When guys show up for the Pharrell Ballers basketball games that forget their shoes, I not only let them use shoes, I let them keep them. Because I don't want your skeevy, stinky, dank feet in my shoes ever again. So once you use my shoes, they're yours. I don't want nothing to do with your stinky feet or your wife. Stay away from me. I'm as pretty as a girl. I got no time. The best thing about this place, I'm right in the middle of a sports book, in the middle of a horse book, and I got action on Jovia in the 7th at Aqueduct. I got a massive gambling problem. I bet on everything. My boy Will asked me today, he said, do you really bet on that many games? I said, I sure do. I bet on every game every day. And I don't listen to my wife either. I got a gambling fund as big as Texas.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the 8th person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
All right, so my boy Mafia is back at 34th. They're styling in the Renaissance, rocking it over the Garden with Sus and everybody else. I want to thank everybody here that's doing the show. Brian, Will, everyone involved. I just wanted to tell you, Lou Mayone, you're a badass. Thanks for bringing me to Sports Grid. I love you. Mike Cardano, great job getting this all done and making it happen and getting us on the air today and over the last couple of months, putting this all together. It's just Gandhi. I'm stoked to be here. I'm fired up. This is my new home, right where I should be, in the middle of a sports book. I don't know if you knew this or not, but I have been doing shows for the last 30 years in sports books in Las Vegas, more than anyone in the history of the world in entertainment. I basically have lived there twice. I've done residencies there, and my show live in Vegas in front of packed bars and clubs and, you know, Super Bowl parties and March Madness parties, like, unequaled on earth. I mean to tell you, like, nothing you've ever seen. In fact, I've thrown parties in Vegas that are so out of control, with 8,000-10,000 people at them, 5,000 people at them, that literally they don't invite me back. I mean, they're so big, these parties. There's so much, you know, there's monstrosity of bad behavior going on, and there's just everything you can fathom happening at these parties that they, I make them a ton of money, but they don't want us back because it's Shangri-La when we throw a party. But now I'm at the FanDuel Sportsbook right here at the Meadowlands, and it's all come to fruition, and I'm thrilled to be doing it. I can't wait to talk sports betting every day with you everywhere, coast to coast, like you read about. In fact, I just wanted to let you know early and often here on this show, coast to coast, that we're taking over the world, and frankly, it's going to be easy doing it. Everyone that is doing something between the window of 4 to 6 Eastern and then 7 to 9 Eastern, go put some salt down on the road because you're going to need it. Because I'm coming through and I'm driving the big rig and I'm going to push your little teeny weeny car off the road and you're going to end up in a little ditch, smack your head off the wheel like that as we stomp on you and roll right through. And cash tickets, because we're bigger and thicker and quicker and yelling and screaming and spitting and laughing, because we make more money than you. Everybody already knows PharrellOnTheBench.com sets the standard, making people fat. Bands make her dance. 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 Fans make her dance. Slow down. All right. I wanted to talk about my boy Kobe. Listen. You know, I was on the morning after. I was on, obviously, a bunch of times with Ariel and Gabe. And I've been on with guys, like, literally when it happened over the weekend, I was on Sports Grid. Like, literally, like, when the story broke, I was on doing the show, I believe, with Jason and Scott Wetzel, right? And it had just happened. And we were breaking the news to everyone that, you know, Kobe had passed away in this helicopter accident. At the time, there was even stories coming out that, you know, I remember, and it was just horrible, that his family was with him. His wife and his four daughters were with him. I refuted those reports on Sports Grid, saying that I was hearing that that was not the case, and I was not buying those stories. I went on for roughly 45 minutes with the guys, and it was an honor to be on. It was horrible and horrific and heinous to be talking about something as drastic and devastating as that helicopter crash. But it was big news, and I, you know, equated it to 9/11. I was living in Manhattan on 34th and Lex when 9/11 happened. I was doing morning drive in New York on the radio at the time against Howard Stern, who would later become my boss. And that was like the craziest day of my life in terms of as a broadcaster and as a human being and as an individual who was living in the city when it happened. It was so traumatizing and so awful. You were literally spinning, wondering what to do. You were helpless. You wanted to do something. I tried to run downtown literally with a case of water to help people. And then cops were like, turn around and go back. You're not going to help anybody. You're an idiot. Go home. You're not getting through here. It's not happening. And so I felt like, what could I do? And then the cell phone service stopped, train service, bus service. You couldn't get out of the city. I was trapped. Not only that, I never did my radio show for like 2 weeks. They just literally took me right off the air. So when that happened, it reminded me of that day when Kobe died in this helicopter accident, because I was at home and I got this call that Kobe was dead, and it literally knocked me over. I felt like it couldn't be true. I didn't want it to be true. I denied it in my head. I started running around going on various news services and Twitter and everything else, looking for the story. And finally, it came blatantly obvious to me and clear that he was gone and that it had happened. Now, I lived in Lipstick City, Los Angeles, Cali, for a decade. And I know exactly where that helicopter crash was in Calabasas. I lived in Huntington Beach, south of Long Beach in ELBC, you know me. But I know exactly where it happened, and I know the area really well. I had talked on Sports Grid about the conditions, about, in June, they have a June swoon every day. It's a marine layer that covers the coastline along the shore up and down Southern California every day. It's automatic. And then eventually, by, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the sun comes out and it's a beautiful day. And I'm talking about 330 days a year of sunshine. It never rains there. It'll rain there in, February. And literally it's like snowing when the city, it'll shut down when it rains. The freeways, 405, 110, 5, all of them shut down, bumper to bumper. No one knows how to drive in the rain there. They don't know what to do when it rains. It's like it's snowing. In Atlanta, if it snows a half inch, the city's crippled for a week. So I know the area. I know where the helicopter went down. And all I know is this. I used to go watch this guy play, literally. He was my favorite player. And everybody knows it. I have 7 pairs of his shoes. I've always loved his game. I used to go buy tickets to watch him play single-handedly. I literally, when I lived in L.A., I went to see him play because that's how much I loved him. I didn't want to watch, frankly, anybody else on the team. Even the Diesel. I respected the Diesel, the Hooper, the Hyper, SBL, Adosius, so ferocious, the big fella in the middle drinking mellow yellow. Anyway, he was so dominant. It was just, he hung on the rim. He had his onions in your face. It was a done deal every time you gave it to him in the block. He was just going to flush in your face, which I love. But I went to watch Kobe, his magnificence, his grace, his high-flying, Cirque du Soleil act above the rim. All over the court, on the wing, top of the key, baseline moves, spinoramas, step backs, juke steps, everything that I ever dream of doing as a player. And I play 7 days a week, every day of my life, every day of the year I train and play basketball. It's no joke. I have played basketball for 45 years, and I play and love the game more than life itself. And I would go to games just to watch him play, just to watch him play. And then when I moved to New York, I went to see him play at the Garden, the world's most famous. I went to see him play at the Continental Airlines Arena in Jersey when they were the New Jersey Nets, right here across the parking lot. I used to go see him play in Atlanta in an empty Omni where no one went to see the Hawks. They were just the worst. They smelled. And I would go there every night to watch every game. I'd watch 41 games, but the only game I cared about was when Kobe was in town. I went to see him play in Miami because I went to see my boy Dwayne Wade. D. Wade was another guy I couldn't get enough of. You know that, Fuego. You know I love that D. Wade, son. So I watched the best, and I loved the best, and I thought Kobe was one of the greatest players I ever saw. I lived in Chicago when Michael was winning championships. I saw him win three of them. I saw Kobe win three championships of the five, and obviously I saw him win all five, the other two from afar, living here in New York City. So it just killed me. It was just the worst news ever. I hated it. It just was just such a horrific way to go. And then after I got off the air on Sports Grid, literally 30 minutes later, the news came on about Gigi and, you know, his daughter, 13-year-old, beautiful girl, great AAU basketball star, on the rise, on the up. She was going to the WNBA. She was going to play D1 college ball. You know, they're always giving a little Bronny all the ESPN games. Every high school game he plays at Sierra Canyon is on TV. He's already a movie star. They show everything he does everywhere he goes. I'm surprised they don't have a camera in his house already like they did the ball boys. But I'm telling you, you know, with LeVar and all those idiots, I think they're great players, the balls. But I think they've overdone it with these kids playing on television when they're in ninth grade. You got to be kidding me. It's ridiculous. It's stupid. But they should have been showing Gigi's games because she was going to be a star basketball player herself. She was an absolute freak on the floor and had all of her dad's skills, the bloodline, the moves. He had obviously taught her all of his juke steps, drop steps, and just absolute maneuvers of God, beauty, grace. She had it all, that instinct, the vision, seeing the court, seeing other players, dropping dimes, making plays, great pass. Passes, playing both ends of the floor, being a star player already at age 13. So to lose them both was devastating. To lose six women in that helicopter crash is just terrible. To lose the baseball coach and the others, the pilot, three men, six women, God rest their souls, rest in peace. Kobe, I'll never be the same without you on this earth. I loved watching you play. Your last game of 60 was sent from God. It was the greatest performance I've seen ever from that's old man strength right there. Be careful of that old man strength. It's like Pharrell when I play. Be careful, that old man strength will get you. My boy Mafia back at 34th Street, he knows what happens with that old man strength. I'll hammer you right in the face, Bill Laimbeer style. I'll knock your teeth out. Kobe had that old man strength when he was dropping a 60 spot on the Jazz. What a thing of beauty. I loved Kobe Bryant. I'm going to miss him forever. There'll never be another.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Just like we're doing it. All right. So I got to tell you, it's funny. Over the years, this guy has been on my show a million times. We're good friends. He won't admit that to anyone publicly, like most of my colleagues and guests over the years. I've been doing radio and television for 35 years, but I'm actually 104. You just didn't know that. But this is one of my favorite people of all time, NFL Network analyst and legendary Super Bowl winning coach, Brian Billick. He, of course, dominated Super Bowl 35 in Tampa. He gave me tickets to that game for my father and I to go to the game, and he said, I will get you into the game, Pharrell, as long as you stay away from me. So I did that. I stayed away from him the entire week in Tampa, and then I got to go to the game with my dad, and then he won the Super Bowl. And then when I congratulated him, he told me to continue staying away from him. Is all of that true, Coach Billick?
Hey, I would never contradict you, man. It's good to hear from you. I'm thrilled to death. I'm get to get with you, and it's not 11 o'clock at night past my bedtime.
Right? I mean, you used to come on the show, and we had to get you in early because I was on so late. It's great to have you on, Coach. I know you're doing a lot of exciting things with GetRoman.com. You know I constantly, Coach, have to call and order my Get Roman supplies because I have to wear these headsets now that cause me great hair loss, and also I get so mad over the hair loss that I get cold sores on my lips, so I Get Roman, and then they take care of me.
You better believe it. Guys get to be our age now. Stuff's going on, right? And you got to take care of it. You go to GetRoman.com. You got licensed U.S. physicians. Handle whatever it is you need. Most importantly, as you and I both know, you got to get those pharmaceuticals. You got to take care, and they got to be the right stuff. The amount of counterfeit pharmaceuticals out there is stunning. You go to GetRoman.com. It's like that concierge doctor that you and I both need.
I got to tell you, it's pretty cool. You go there, and then they give you a doctor. You hook up with the doctor, licensed physicians, the real deal, and then they take good care of you with your problems. And it doesn't matter if it's ED, it's cold sores, it's the big H, it's hair loss. It doesn't matter. Get Roman's the place to go now. You don't have to sweat it. They send you the stuff overnight. You get it in a unhostile package, you're good to go, and nobody knows, like the people, like the mailman's making fun of you. We're not going to have any of that. So GetRoman.com, good stuff. Now, Coach, take me back to Tampa, Super Bowl 35, how the week goes and what you're trying to do with your coaching staff and your players so as to not have issues leading into the game.
Yeah, it's all about how you manage that time. I mean, most teams come in, the game plan's already been put in. You put that all in last week. You hopefully took care of all that stuff, the tickets and the travel and the hotels and the cars for all your aunts and uncles and friends. And now you're getting in here Monday and Tuesday. You just kind of take in all the activities. There's so much of it, it's overwhelming. But now you get back to Wednesday. It begins to feel normal. And now that's the key. You try to get your players to feel like, yeah, this is like every other week in terms of we got to go to work. Our focus on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Can't get too geeked up because you want your best game to be on Sunday, not in practice during the week. And you got to prepare them for a Saturday and Sunday that are like no 2 days they've ever been in sports in terms of waiting for this big game.
Were you surprised, Coach Billick, that you were able to school the New York Football Giants the way you did that Sunday in Tampa? I mean, they have a great tradition of excellence and Super Bowl championships, Parcells, et cetera. And you were able to dominate them in a way I don't think people had seen in a long time in a Super Bowl. It was totally one-sided. Were you surprised at how that day went?
Not really. I mean, obviously, it was pretty overwhelming. But where our confidence came from was the fact that, and I knew going in, particularly teams that had not played us before, had no idea how fast we were, how physical we were, and the fact that they weren't going to be able to run the ball. They came in, Tiki Barber, I knew they thought they could keep a certain balance, kind of keep our defense off balance. They felt very good about their defense against our offense. But I knew from history that until you played us, you didn't know what you were facing. And it wasn't till the game that they truly understood that they weren't going to keep up with our speed and our physicality. And it allowed us to kind of, like I said, kind of had our way with them.
Can you believe your boy Suggs is still playing and that he's going to be in this thing? I think he's at the end of the road. I think you do too. But are you surprised at the longevity that he pulled off and where he stands today going into this game Sunday?
No. You know, given the work ethic and the things that you do, that's the great thing about this game, kind of a crowning jewel if you're able to get it and the things that you're able to do. But, you know, particularly in today's NFL, it tends to, you know, NFL stands for not for long. And when you're able to get past that, that really tells you just how special it is.
Brian Billick with a Super Bowl winning coach. You see him on NFL Network. He's been such a great analyst. I got to tell you, you know, we've been friends on the air and off for a long time, and I've always been very disturbed that you didn't coach again. Were you surprised that McCarthy was able to get a gig in Dallas? I thought he was like you, a guy that had won a Super Bowl and had a ton of success, and then Green Bay decided to move on. He sits for a year, whatever it was, and then gets the big gig in Dallas. I thought that should have happened with you. I know you've enjoyed your life as a television analyst, and you become a star on television. Were you upset through these years at all that that didn't happen to you, that you got back into coaching?
No, not really. I mean, there were some opportunities afterwards, and I was committed to making sure that it was the right situation. You know, it's hard to win in the NFL. I had that good first marriage with Ozzie Newsome and the Ravens. I think Mike McCarthy's a perfect pick for Dallas. You know, he sat out. He kind of bunkered himself down, did some research, had some guys in, had that McCarthy camp that he had in terms of preparing himself. And I thought it was the perfect choice by Jerry Jones to bring a guy with those kind of credentials. He couldn't just bring anybody into Dallas. He brought in a guy with solid credentials. He put together a great staff. Mike Nolan, who's with me in Baltimore, at the D.C., along with John Fossil, the special teams coordinator. He's put together a heck of a group. Dallas Cowboys are going to be well served by this choice.
Brian Billick with us on Sports Grid. Hey, Coach, I got to ask you what you think of these two teams. You know, Kansas City allegedly is favored. Mahomes is incredible. I'll give you that. But I'm a little concerned about being down 24 to Houston, being down 10 twice to the Titans. In, you know, points of that game with Tennessee, their defense made big plays. I like some of the guys on that defense. I'll give you that. Matthew, et cetera. But I have to say, you get down to the San Francisco team with their running game and that defense and that pass rush, if they get down 14-17 to that team, I think they're going to get roasted.
Yeah, you're right. And this is going to be an interesting matchup. Dichotomy of styles, right? The fast break, open game of Kansas City. Like you said, the downhill, smash mouth, physical style of the 49ers, their ability to run the ball, that front four, put pressure on Mahomes so that allows the back end to do some things. The challenge is, and I think San Francisco could pull this off. The problem is they got to play an absolute complete game. Offense, defense, run the ball, special teams, don't make mistakes. Kansas City can get down. The defense can maybe not have a good game, and that offense can always keep them in it. That's going to be the challenge for San Francisco, to try to keep this down to maybe a one-score game going into the end of the fourth quarter, to where now you can play it more straight up. If they get down early for whatever reason and this turns into a track meet, San Francisco is just not built for that.
Do you think Shanahan learned his lesson with what happened to Atlanta against the Patriots when you're up 25 at the half? Do you think he's ever going to let anything like that happen again?
Well, he's learned from it, I'm sure. Of course, this is a different style of team. He, if anything, he is so committed to the run game. If they're able to get up, And for whatever reasons, turnovers, or they're able to time of possession, whatever, he's going to stick with that running game, as we saw, given the fact they only threw the ball 8 times in the championship game. I mean, who'd have thought we'd ever seen a game with only 8 throws by a winning team? They're capable. The Kansas City's defense is good, but I think San Francisco has a chance to dominate it in the running game, but they're going to need to, because that time of possession, they can't let – I think they'd be well-served to maybe play some zone, like people say you can't do against Kansas City, and recognize, yeah, they're going to move the ball. But let Kansas City, if they can score 12, 13, 14 play drives, so be it. Maybe they get down there, miss a field goal, have to settle for a field goal, rather than, you know, let them score in quickly in 1 or 2 plays, keep the margins tight. Then you got to chew down the clock offensively, which you're capable of doing. And like I say, bring this down to a one-score game with the last series of the game giving you a chance to win it. That's the kind of game San Francisco's got to play.
Hey, Coach, can you even believe my first day on Sports Grid and you're my first guest? You got to love the fact that I went right back to the well to get my guy Billick on to start off my career in television with Sports Grid Network. It's a beautiful thing. You got to love it. And get Roman. How about them apples?
Hey, you got to go to your go-to guy, and I love it. If you're going to stay on this time of the day, we can do this all the time.
Hey, Coach, I love you. Great job, as always. I loved having you on. Enjoy the Super Bowl, my friend. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you very much. And remember, GetRoman.com.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate it.
All right, there he is, Brian Billick. Carver High, we love Coach Billick. Do you think he's right? Do you think San Francisco can do it? Do you think they can get it done? It sounds like I think he's leaning that way.
I do not. I'm sure we'll get into it plenty.
Screw you.
I am not.
Screw you.
I'm not with Coach.
Screw you. Mind your own business. Have a sandwich and have horseradish on it. I like that horseradish mustard stuff. It's fantastic.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
All right. God bless Led Zeppelin. Honestly, I have a live Zeppelin concert from Hyde Park in London that I Mafia knows. I'll periodically put it on in the car at a very, very high decibel level. I throw down. I have a very kick-ass car stereo system that I spent a fortune on, and it's for reasons like that. Led Zeppelin live in London. Back in the day, I gotta tell you, it's fantastic. I don't want out of love. I want out of love. All right, I won't get carried away. But everybody knows, for all on a bench and heavy metal go hand in hand. My boy Morenci, he's also a headbanger and he's a rock star. Carver, how you knew that, right? Remember, I played his heavy metal song that he produced on our radio show.
You played the song on the show a couple of times, and it was. Obviously, the stuff that we like.
It was evil.
Rocking, it was doing all that. And I'm pumped that we're here with Gabe, man, because I met him out in Vegas a couple years ago when we did the show out there, and it was a good time. And, yeah, he had some rocking stuff, that's for sure.
All right, so let's talk about this Super Bowl. Well, first of all, I just wanted to say that you make me sick to my stomach because you really are. I just want to punch you in the face.
Why would you say that?
Well, because, you know.
Is that nice? No, I mean, it's the first day here. Is that nice
to
do that?
First of all, I want you to know that I did an interview today that's going to air with your boy Tim Graham up in Shavadoff to Buffalo.
Tim is my guy.
I didn't say anything. I said nothing bad about the Bills because I knew that the Bills Mafia would turn on me.
Well, you don't want that.
They'll set me on fire. So you're a Bills fan, right? So
yeah.
You know what it's like to suffer. And, I mean, lifelong suffering and four Super Bowl losses. Now, I have gone over this with you a million times on the radio that I thought they were one of the greatest football teams that was ever assembled and a great coach in Marv Levy. Those four straight trips to the Super Bowl were some of the most dominating football I've ever seen in AFC history. And the fact that they couldn't win the big game was just – it really was inexplicable. And it was – if you're a Bills fan, it's the most suffering thing you've ever gone through in your life. You could have everything go wrong. Loss of job, loss of life, fat wife, the whole deal. You could have it all. People, neighbors turning on you. People, kids throwing snowballs at your car with rocks in them. Getting poisoned food, salmonella, salfarella. But nothing's worse than losing four straight Super Bowls. Is that about right?
You could sum that up pretty good. I mean, the good thing for me is, Scotty, that I was 11, 12, 13, and 14 when those Super Bowls happened. Because if they happened like now and they lost four straight Super Bowls when I was in, you know, my late 30s and things like that, I don't know if I would have been able to handle it.
So these were like pre-pubescent years.
I mean, I was a kid. I was into it, obviously, but I didn't have the investment that you have as you get older. But, of course, it hurt watching your team lose four straight times. But you think then when you're that young, oh, it's going to happen forever. But it hasn't. It hasn't happened since.
But your team, I think McDermott is a great coach. And that team, I am still shocked that they lost a 16-0 lead in the fourth quarter of that playoff game against Houston. Now, I hit that bet because that's all I do is make people money. But the fact is, the fact that I laid, 2.5 in that game and covered that spread is a miracle. When you're down 16-0 going to the fourth, there's no way you're hitting that bet. But I got lucky and hit that bet. And then I lost the Patriots game, which was like getting kicked in the groin. But did you think for 1 minute that they would ever lose that that game?
No, I did not. At 16-0, I honestly thought, I didn't think the game was in the bag, but it's late third quarter. You're thinking, all right, things are good here, 16-0. And then Watson runs in for that touchdown. They get to 2. And there was like probably 15 to 20 little things that happened in that game that if they just go the Bills' way, they win it. Honestly, Scotty, it's been, 3 or 4 weeks? I'm still not over it, to be quite honest.
All right, so let's talk about this game. When it first came out, it hasn't really budged. It was like, it was 1.5, right? And then I think at some point it was 1. Kansas City was favored. The number was at like 52 and a hook. Then it went to 53 and a hook. Now it's at 54 and a hook. I think I got my action in at 1.5 and 53.5. And I'll be honest with you, you know I didn't want to give out that pick because I have my site that people are huge fans of all over the world. They get my action every day, 7 days a week, 365 on PharrellOnABench.com. So I usually don't do that. But you know that the props, I do about 100-plus props for the Super Bowl every year. So fans still get the fat money's worth out of that. So that's all that matters. But when I got to Sports Grid, and, you know, Lou Mayone, he put me in a headlock. Then he jimmied my arm behind my back and fully jackhammered me from behind with like a, I was like, ah, and then he had the back of my hair and he slammed my head off of a table and forced me physically with everything he had in him. It was unbelievable. And slammed my face down and said, you're going to give your Super Bowl pick out early and often here, punk. And then he smacked my head again off a table and I had to give the Niners and the 1.5 and the over the rainbow. So I hated giving the early release, like let the dogs out, but I let him out and I gave him a big piece of beef brisket and you immediately went the other way on me. You're a backstabber and you turned on me.
I'm sorry that I'm not on the same side as you as this.
Liar!
Look, it is what it is. First of all, you know, just emotion-wise, I'm never going to root for the 49ers. It's just not going to happen. But just looking at the game like you should.
Why is that?
The Chiefs are.
Why do you hate them?
Don't like them. When I was growing up, like I said, Bills fan, and in the late 80s, early 90s, the Niners were so good, and everybody was a Niner fan. Even people on the East Coast, it was awful. But either way, the thing is, Scotty, I just think the Chiefs are better. They have the best player on the field. Bar none. Mahomes is the best player on the field. And they have the guy out there who has to win this game more than anybody else involved, and that's Andy Reid. And for me, when you have those two things, that just screams Chiefs to me. Maybe he is jinxed, and we'll find out next week.
Maybe he's jinxed like Marv Levy.
Maybe he is jinxed, but he needs to win this game bad. This
maybe he's jinxed like Franz Karkington.
All those people that are going to be out there on both of those sidelines, nobody needs it more than Andy Reid.
Listen, I will give you that. I'm going to give you that they have Mahomes. Fair enough. I mean, he's absolutely unbelievable. I'll give you that. But you cannot tell me that they're better. Now, I'll give you Tyreek Hill's a problem, Samuel's speed. The speed kills. It always, in every sport, I believe speed is of essence. And they got it. But frankly, if you ask me, across the board, both lines in the trenches, offensive line, you can't tell me they're not better. San Francisco got a better running game, better offensive line, better defensive line, easily. Better pass rush, far and away. I think their secondary's better. I'll give you that, you know, Kansas City's got the quarterback, but in every facet of the game. In fact, I think Andy Reid has been an excellent coach in the NFL and regular season games. Playoffs are another story. I think Shanahan had his problems in the Super Bowl, but Shanahan is ahead of his time. He got this job because he's ahead of the curve, and he's one of the great young coaches in the league. I don't give this McVay genius nonsense to anybody. He's about as much of a genius as I am, and nobody else is either. leader. There's only one genius in the NFL, flat out. That's Belichick. Whether you like it or not, you know, have a sandwich. But the bottom line is, I think San Francisco is better at everything in this football game. They're a better football team, flat out, than Kansas City. Kansas City shouldn't even be in this game. They got lucky in both those last two playoff games. If you play a team down 24, I mean, they choked like the Bills did. That's why this whole story started, because your team choked and they choked, but they somehow got in this game. I say if they do that again, they're going to get their ass beat.
Well, if you're like yourself and people are like that, you can also say, if you want to make the case, the Chiefs got lucky in a sense that they didn't have to play Baltimore. They didn't have to play New England. They didn't have to play the two other big teams. Not saying that Houston and Tennessee aren't good, but, you know, the two big dogs in the AFC, Kansas City avoided both of them. For me, Scott, San Francisco's defensive line. Bosa's got to get it going. Buckner's got to get it going. If those guys are getting Mahomes on his back, that is going to be big for them.
Are you surprised that that we're not in Miami, because we were very close to going to Miami? I called some of my drug dealer friends down in South FLA to see if we could get some last-minute juice down in South Florida. I lived in Miami. I lived in Boca. Shake head. Ooh, what's up, Boca Tica? But I wanted to go to the game. But it's more important, I think, that we go to the Wilder Fury 2 fight in Las Vegas, and we'll be there for that pay-per-view event on February 22nd. We're going to do the show February 20th and 21st live on Sports Grid Network from Las Vegas. Hold on, let me ask you a question. Yo, Morenci, you going to Vegas with me for the Wilder Fury 2 fight? Are you going with me? Look, Morenci's in. That took a lot of time, didn't it? He didn't have to check his calendar, didn't have to check his phone, didn't have to call some chick. He didn't have to check with the boss. I just said, yo, Morenci, you ready to go to Sin City to Mega Hub and go to the Wilder Fury 2 fight? And Morenci immediately dialed up. He wanted to check his credit card so he had enough juice on there to bet and drink heavily. The last time Morenci was with me in Vegas, let me tell you what happened. He did my show for 90 minutes straight, and I saw him go downhill fast. He started with a drink that was this big, and by the time he was done, he had about five of them, and he was literally so fantastic on the air with me. The more liquor he had in him, the better he got. And in-game betting, when that guy had a buzz on, it was a beautiful thing. It was like having a hot date. I mean, honestly, this guy's on fire with me when we're in Vegas. He plays the contest, the super contest. He does it all. We're going to go to the fight. I was at the first fight in Lipstick City at Staples, and I thought Wilder should have killed him in the 12th round with that knockout. This time, I think Wilder's going to knock him out altogether. So we're not going to Miami. We're going to Vegas instead, because it's more fun in Vegas, because we can bet heavily the whole time we're there.